Let's, if you can stay with us there, we're just joined now also from Strasbourg by former Belgian Prime Minister, that's Guy Verhofstadt. Mr. Verhofstadt, the point that's just been put there is that the pain is, this is not fair, the pain is not being spread equally. Those people who lent, who effectively extended the credit, should take the losses.
Well, I think it's certainly a bad idea to launch what Mrs. Merkel already did a few days ago, to say that bondholders shall pay the bill of all this, because then you create real problems on the financial markets, and we have seen that. The whole problem with Ireland the last 2 weeks started with some private opinions of some political leaders about this. And so the only thing what Ireland could
you say,
do...
Just to pick you up on that, Mr. Hirschfeld, you talk about... Sorry to pick you up on that. You say the private opinions of some political leaders. It was the German Chancellor who triggered this, was it not?
Yeah, it was one of her opinions that she put on the table, and that has certainly caused some problems. But I think that beyond the Irish problem, we have to look to the real weakness now of the Eurozone. I think what we need is real economic governance in the Eurozone. In fact, the euro is the only currency worldwide with 16 different governments behind it, with 16 different national economic strategies. And that is what we have to solve. We need one government, one economic policy in the Eurozone, as we have one European central bank. And so I think that we can still have other problems in the euro, and that we can only manage these problems when we strengthening the stability pact, and secondly, when we create a real economic governance and one economic government in the Union. It is nonsense to have a monetary pillar without an economic pillar at the other side.
So you would like to see the European Central Bank, or you would like to see the Irish government give up its power to set taxes in Ireland, correct?
No, absolutely not. What I'm saying is that there are enormous differences for the moment between the economic policies of the different members of the Eurozone. The economic policies of Ireland are not the same as in Germany. The reforms in Germany are not the same as in Greece. There are big differences with Portugal, with Spain, and so on. What I'm saying is that we need the fastest as possible one economic strategy in the Eurozone. And the same reforms in labor market, the same reforms in the pension systems, in the different countries of the Eurozone, because you can continue with one single currency, and at the other hand with 16 different economic policies or labour policies or fiscal policies.
Okay, I think we've got the point. And in terms of getting...